Hello and welcome back. Now we're going to discuss the classified income statement. An unclassified income statement has only two categories, revenues and expenses. In contrast, a classified income statement divides both revenues and expenses into operating and non-operating items. The statement also separates operating expenses into selling and administrative expenses. A classified income statement is also called a multiple-step income statement. We present a classified income statement for Hanlon Retail Food Store. This statement uses the previously presented data on sales and cost of goods sold, together with additional assumed data on operating expenses and other expenses and revenues. Note that a classified income statement has the following four major sections: operating revenues, cost of goods sold, operating expenses, and non-operating revenues and expenses, which is other revenues and other expenses. The classified income statement shows important relationships that help in analyzing how well the company is performing. For example, by deducting cost of goods sold from operating revenues, you can determine by what amount sales revenues exceed the cost of items being sold. If this margin, called gross margin, is lower than desired, a company may need to increase its selling price and/or decrease the cost of goods sold. The classified income statement subdivides operating expenses into selling and administrative expenses. Thus, statement users can see how much expense is incurred in selling the product and how much in administrating the business. Statement users can also make comparisons with other years' data for the same business and with other businesses. Non-operating revenues and expenses appear at the bottom of the income statement because they are less significant in assessing the profitability of the company. So, for instance, we have an income statement. So you can see your operating revenues, and under that you have your gross sales of the $282,000. You have your discounts and your sales return and allowance for a net sales of $262,000. And then the cost of goods sold is the cost to produce or sell your main items, okay, your merchandise. So you have your net sales, and whatever. So you're going to, your cost of goods sold is your merchandise inventory that you start with, any purchases added to that, less any purchase discounts, any purchase returns and allowances, for a net purchase price of $156,000. And then you're going to add in any transportation costs, any kind of cost that's going to get you prepared to sell that item. And then you will have a final cost of goods available for sale, which is $190,000, less any merchandise already sold, and for a final cost of goods sold of $159,000. And then you take that amount and deduct it from your net sales for a gross margin of $103,000. From there, you're going to break down your expenses into operating expenses, which would include selling expenses, salaries, salesperson travel, delivery, average, anything that's going to help you operate the business. And then you will have your other administrative expenses for total operating expenses, and then you will have your income from operations, the non-operating revenues and expenses, so like your interest revenue, interest expense, those are less significant. And finally, you will either have a net income or a net loss. Operating revenues are the revenues generated by the major activities of the business, usually the sale of products or services or both. Cost of goods sold is the major expense in merchandising companies. Note the cost of goods sold section of the income statement that I just showed you. This chapter has already discussed the items used in calculating cost of goods sold. Merchandisers usually highlight the amount by which sales revenues exceed the cost of goods sold in the top part of the income statement. The excess of net sales over cost of goods sold is the gross margin or gross profit. To express gross margin as a percentage rate, we divide gross margin by net sales. In Exhibit 39, the gross margin rate is approximately 39.3%, which would be the $103,000 divided by the $262,000. The gross margin rate indicates that out of each sales dollar, approximately 39 cents is available to cover other expenses and produce income. Then business owners watch the gross margin rate closely, since a small percentage fluctuation can cause a large dollar change in net income. Also, a downward trend in the gross margin rate may indicate a problem, such as theft of merchandise. For instance, one southeastern sporting goods company, Sportstown, suffered significant gross margin deterioration from increased shoplifting and employee theft. Operating expenses for a merchandising company are those expenses other than cost of goods sold incurred in the normal business functions of a company. Usually, operating expenses are either selling expenses or administrative expenses. Selling expenses are expenses a company incurs in selling and marketing efforts. Examples include salaries and commissions of salespersons, expenses for salesperson's travel, delivery, advertising, rent, utilities on the building, sales supplies used, depreciation on delivery trucks that's used in the sales. Administrative expenses are expenses a company incurs in the overall management of a business. Some examples include the administrative salary, the rent and utilities on an administrative building, insurance expense, the supplies used, and depreciation on office equipment. Certain operating expenses may be shared by the selling and administrative functions. For example, a company might incur rent, taxes, and insurance on a building for both sales and administrative purposes. Expenses covering both the selling and administrative functions must be analyzed and prorated between the two functions on the income statement. For instance, if $1,000 of depreciation expense relates 60% to selling and 40% to administration based on the square footage or number of employees, the income statement would show $600 as a selling expense and $400 as an administrative expense. Non-operating revenues and non-operating expenses are revenues and expenses not related to the sale of products or services regularly offered for sale by a business. An example of a non-operating revenue is interest that a business earns on notes receivable. An example of non-operating expense is an interest incurred on money borrowed by the company. To summarize the more important relationships in the income statement of merchandising of a merchandising firm, we can use the following equations. Then to arrive at net sales, it's simply your gross sales minus the sales discount and sales returns and allowances. For your net purchases, it would be the purchases minus any purchase discounts and the purchases returns and allowances. To arrive at your net cost of purchases, it's your net purchases plus any transportation in. And then to arrive at your cost of goods sold, it will be your beginning inventory plus any net cost of purchases minus your ending inventory. Your gross margin, you arrive at that by your net sales minus your cost of goods sold. And then income from operations equals your gross margin minus your operating expenses, which is your selling and administration expenses. And to arrive finally at your net income, is income from operations plus non-operating revenues minus non-operating expenses. Each of these relationships is important because of the way it relates to an overall measure of the business profitability. For example, a company may produce a high gross margin on sales. However, because of large sales commissions and delivery expenses, the owner may realize only a very small percentage of the gross margin as a profit. The classification in the income statement allow a user to focus on the whole picture as well as on how net income was derived.